Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You are a natural beaut. You are a natch beaut. Oh yeah.
Me pod natch beaut, natch beaut. Me pod natch beaut, yum yum yum. Me pod beaut.
Do we love?
I love it. Oh my gosh, especially the pew 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 sounds at the end.
I knew that you could appreciate it.
Yes.
Welcome everybody to Natch Beaut. Welcome to Natch Beaut, the beauty skincare podcast where we have a good time. And you know what? Today, we're going to have a really good time. I am your host, Jackie J, the Beauty Talk Shock Jock, your queen of creams, your host with the most serums, the freshest fringe on the West Coast. I'm back on the West Coast, but my bangs are almost grown out. I'm your kooky southern aunt, your favorite over 30 niche influencer. Welcome to Natch Beaut. This is TikToktober, honey, where I am celebrating some of my favorite stars of TikTok, and we are kicking off the themed month with a bang, hunty, okay? One of my favorite creators, and a lot of y'all's favorite based on how many damn messages, emails, tweets. I have been asked many times to try and get this guest, and I have pulled it off for y'all. You're welcome. The New York Times calls him the Gen Z whisperer. He is one of us, a product enthusiast. He is a skincare specialist who, because of his expertise, his ethics, and his sense of humor, he has blown to fuck up online. Let me just read some stats. 3.66 million on YouTube, 6.1 million followers on TikTok, and 214.1, as of this morning, million likes on TikTok. Honey, he is passionate about helping you perfect your skincare routine. Coming at you from Honolulu, Hawaii, he only wears blue shirts. Please welcome Hyrum. Hello, Hyrum.
Aloha. That was Aloha. By far the best interaction I have ever heard.
I am known for my intros, so I will take that. I'm available if you need me to hype you up at any point. I'm here. Welcome, amazing. Hyrum, to Natch Beaut. Aloha to you.
Hi. And thank you so much for having me. I'm so, so excited to be a part of this.
I am so excited as well. Like I said, the honeys want to hear from you. I get tagged so many times, like, please get Hyrum on. I'm so happy that you're kicking off TikToktober. I'm going to ask you the three questions I ask every guest on Natch Beaut. To start, what type of skin do you have?
Yes, so I have combination to oily prone skin. I get very oily in my T-zone and dry on my cheeks, but most of the time it feels oily just because of the humidity here in Hawaii.
Do you ever have zits? I don't think I've ever seen a zit on you. And I look at you a lot and I zoom in. I really want to see.
Zits? I have managed to find a routine that prevents it. I used to have them pretty much constantly on my face. When I do get one, it's like, you know, a landing zone. It's huge. It's noticeable. You can see it from outer space. But thankfully, they managed to go away relatively quickly with my, you know, proper skincare routine.
I'll keep my eyes on you. Keep trying to find them. I throw in a wild card question for every guest. Yours is, what is your favorite TikTok song or audio? Do you have a fave?
Oh my goodness. I have so many saved ones. That is such a hard question. I will say I really like, oh my gosh, how do I even impersonate it? I can't even
do you do
it.
What I do and you see a video with the sound and then you go to the sound and you watch all the videos with that sound?
Yes, I do. I always do that. And I always do the thing where I save sounds. I'm constantly just like saving sounds.
And then
I'm
you
like,
oh, never get back to them.
Exactly. And then I look and there's like hundreds and hundreds of songs. I'm finding it right now because this is the one where essentially I'm on my balcony and I'm walking while applying sunscreen on the face and the model walk. I love the sound. I listen to it constantly.
part of our culture.
I love that one, but I'm so confused by what it means. I'm like, what are they talking about? I don't get it.
I know, same. I was so confused by like the words, but the actual like, I guess, kind of catwalk rhythm that it has is so satisfying to my ears. I just like, I could listen
to it. It's really well done. Whoever put that together, we see you today.
Yes, we do. We recognize
you. We see you today. Okay, the last warm-up question is, what is your favorite thing about yourself?
This is a really good question. I think for me, my ability to laugh at myself, like when I mess up, when I do something wrong, when I say something wrong, when I make a mistake, I'm usually the first person to laugh at myself because, first of all, I think it's hilarious whenever I like catch myself messing up or doing something wrong. I think it's so funny, but also just because I always want to kind of be committed to self-improvement. And I think that's probably my best quality. Usually if you see me messing up, I will be the first one to like call myself out and crack up about it.
That means you're not a narcissist, and that's a good thing.
there's
a lot of them.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. I love that you're not a narcissist. That's healthy. Okay, let's get into what everybody wants to get into, which is your specialty, your life, your career. The first thing I want to ask you is, I mean, you would never know that you grew up on a cattle ranch.
Yeah.
That's something that I don't think most people know about you. We think of the island life with Hiram, you know? But you did grow up in a cattle ranch. You got into skincare a little later once you got to Hawaii, but you are 100% self-taught, which I think is so cool of you.
Thank you.
You know, we're all growing up on YouTube. I could have just gone on YouTube instead of college at this point. You know, I love that. And I love that the discipline you have to do that. So I'm curious, like, what resources did you use for your education and your research? Like, what resources were out there for you? How did all that get started?
Yeah, so initially it started from obviously just like looking up things online, which is not a valid sole resource for information, but you know, it piques the curiosity and helps you learn a little bit more about ingredients. And then I started going to estheticians. I knew asking them questions about skincare, and then I found online ingredient dictionaries that more so just helped to kind of explain the functionality of an ingredient rather than an entire position on like whether I think this ingredient should be in formulas or not. It was really beneficial in kind of educating me on what each and every individual ingredient was, how they function, what they're supposed to do. And then I think where the real source of my, you know, self-taught knowledge came from is dermatologists and chemists online that have thankfully been in the industry for a long time and within the online space and sharing so much information from. So people like Dr. Dre, Lab Muffin Beauty Science, Kind of Steven, different people like that. And then now, you know, so many more dermatologists on TikTok, as I'm sure you know. Hopefully you'll have at least one of them on the podcast soon. But that's where I now get the brunt of my information. I did at one point try to, you know, dissect chemistry papers and studies, but I very quickly learned that if you're not properly trained to read those, to learn how to read those, go through the schooling in order to understand them, you'll very easily come to false assumptions.
Oh, really? Because I was like, I'd fall asleep. I would just get bored.
I mean, that too. Yeah. I cannot concentrate. But when I would manage to get points, it's really easy for a lot of misinformation to be spread by people who aren't qualified to read that kind of stuff, coming to conclusions. So that's why I'm more so, and for the past like year and a half, 2 years, have really just like honed in on getting as many chemists and dermatologists' opinions on an ingredient or a formula, and then finding the commonality between all of them. And that's my opinion.
You are all about the ingredients.
Yes.
Do you have a database somewhere or like a journal or notebook where you keep all the ingredients and you write them down? Because how are you going to remember them all?
You know, it's really shocking. I will say I have the worst memory in the world. Can't remember a single birthday to save my life. I am terrible with people's names. The worst. But for some reason, ingredients just, the second I read it once, it will like stick in my head and I won't be able to forget it. It's just one of those weird things that happens to work in my psyche. I don't know why, but you know, I like to use different ingredient dictionaries online. Like, for example, Paul's Choice is one of them. That kind of just explains the overall function of an ingredient. And just to kind of help remind me, like, oh, yeah, that's what this does. But then the information that I learned about the ingredient, like I said, I learned from experts within the industry. But, you know, I honestly can't explain it. Like, I don't have them written down somewhere. They just stay in my brain and somehow they're not going to be lost. Watch me in like 80 years when I'm in an old folks home, I'll just be like reciting random ingredients because they're just not going to let go.
Well, you're going to help out a lot of other people probably. Hey, Irma, the wrinkles. I got you something.
Folks home is going to be glowing skin.
Yes. Although when you're in a nursing home, they probably won't be named Irma. They'll be named like Naomi, whatever is a cool name now.
Yeah. Selena or something.
Have you ever met anyone else named Hiram?
I only one, and that's because it was a kid named after me, a little baby. Which is like, wow,
claim to fame.
Well,
that's
it was
a pretty big deal.
Any of this had happened, it was actually a family friend. So not in the sense of this, it was a family friend, and they named the kid Hiram, and they had said in part he was named after me. And that's the only time. And funny enough, there are other people with my name, but it's spelled differently. My name has this weird, unique spelling. So I've never met anyone ever with my exact same spelling.
Yeah, because the only other Hiram I've ever known is the dad on Riverdale.
Yeah, that's what everyone says.
Yeah.
I need to watch that show.
I mean, the first season slapped. I can't vouch for anything after that. I gave up because I'm busy, but check it out.
Yeah.
Okay, so what turned skincare from just an interest into like a passion for you? Was there a certain ingredient, moment, time? What happened? How did that happen?
You know, I think for me, where it started to get really interesting was when I found that a lot of the really expensive luxury brands were utilizing essentially the same ingredients as very low priced, affordable brands and how they would both be affected. When I first entered the cosmetic space, I truly believed that Sephora was like the baseline of affordability. And that's where you went to get everything and you needed to spend more money to, you know, to have better skin. But once I started realizing that, wait a second, these companies are using some of the same ingredients, literally they'll be hundreds of dollars apart in difference, but we'll be sourcing from the same exact supplier for these ingredients. And that's where it really became fascinating to me and where I really wanted to dissect all of this and understand the functionality to be able to kind of present that information to people. I think once I was able to become more of a educator in the sense of like teaching the basics of skincare, that's where I think the passion really came alive for me because it no longer became about just enjoying skincare for the fun of it, but actually like helping others and their journey through skincare. So I think that's when it switched over.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
So you didn't like set out, like you didn't wake up one day and like pull an Elle Woods and you were like, I think I'm going to be a TikTok star today, but you did rise up pretty quick. I mean, in terms of visibility, it is not easy to break through these days, you kind of just, it started taking off. Is there like a specific moment or a video that sort of kicked it into high gear that you noticed like your big uptick initially?
You know, initially, not really. I remember one week where I had just hit like 100,000.
And that's a big deal. That's hard as shit.
That is, I'm sure you understand. It is so difficult. And when I hit that, I remember the second I hit it, I ran down to the beach and just bawled my eyes out for like 2 hours because I was like, I did it. Like, all my dreams have come true. You know, this is amazing. And I remember like shortly after that, I uploaded like 3 videos in a row. And then more videos after that. And for some reason, they all just picked up really fast. This was in December. And that was the month where I think I grew by like 600,000 followers in a month, which from 100,000 over the course of like...
That is wacky. That is wickety, wickety, wacky.
Yeah. Crazy, right? But I think where it really came about was with TikTok, definitely, because I started posting regularly on TikTok. I think now it's 6 months ago. But that's when I started posting, and then it just with the TikTok growth came also considerable YouTube growth as well. And funny enough, it hasn't been like one video. Like, I don't think I became like a meme or a viral piece of content. It was more so just kind of the collective. And I think the backlog of content that I created over the past, you know, year and a half, 2 years, that people were able to binge. I think the algorithm just liked that. At least that's what everyone tells me, that they binge my videos. And I think the algorithm just liked that and rewarded me. And I got so lucky.
Well, you know, you do resonate with people, obviously.
I guess so.
So you're lucky, but it's opportunity meets preparation, honey. You know?
Yes, exactly. I make no mistake. Like, I think, you know, it's wise to work hard to put yourself in positions where you can become lucky. And by no means was this like, oh, you know, ooh, this was fun. I had no idea. I didn't do anything. You know, it definitely was a lot of work behind the scenes. Yeah. But, you know, I never anticipated this level and this rapid of growth to occur.
Hell yes.
Oh yeah.
Hey, honeys. Today's episode of Nash Butte is sponsored by Tile. Honey, are you the person who is always losing their stuff? Or do you know somebody who is, or perhaps a combination of the two of those things? So you lose things and so does somebody else, you know. If it's you, you're not alone. The average person wastes 15 minutes a day trying to find their stuff. Wow. This is an epidemic, okay? And I am that person, unfortunately. You know, where's my purse? I put it somewhere. Where are my keys? Where is that one specific card I need? Or honestly, like, where's my favorite makeup brush? Where's my favorite lipstick? This is Natch Butte, after all, and I'm only human. Well, guess what? That's all changed now thanks to Tile. Tile is a Bluetooth device that helps you track all of your stuff. Tile comes in sleek and compact sizes that can attach to your keys or fit in your wallet like a credit card. You can also use it on things like bags or your TV remote or, as I was discussing earlier, a jar of your favorite cream. Here's how Tile works. Download the free Tile app to your phone. If you've misplaced or can't find something, open the app and tap Find. Your Tile device will ring, leading you right to your stuff. And here's something super handy and helpful. Say you can't find your phone, but have Tile on your key ring. Tile can help you find your phone, even if your phone is on silent. Wow, I feel rejuvenated from within. This is big news. And here's something really, really exciting. Tile comes in fun, limited edition prints and colors. My favorite one is the lemon print. I love a citrus moment, if you didn't know that about myself. They now make a Tile with this cute little lemon print, honey. Y'all gotta check it out. It's super cute. I'm telling you, I'll never lose my jar of cream again, thanks to Tile. Get a limited edition Tile for yourself and everyone who's always losing their stuff. Go to tile.com/natch to shop the limited edition collection right now. That's TILE.com/NATCH. These fun one-of-a-kind exclusive designs go fast, so get yours today at tile.com/natch. Tile.com/natch. I'll see you there, baby. Let's get Tile. Best fiends, best fiends, best fiends. Yes, sweeties, welcome to my life. Welcome to Best Fiends. If you don't know by now, honey, Best Fiends is a game that you can play and download on your phone, honey. It is a casual mobile puzzle game. By casual, I mean it's fun, it's low stress. In fact, I use it to practice mindfulness. I use it when I'm stressed out. It helps me decompress. It helps keep my brain engaged. It's fun, it's cute, the music is great, and you don't need internet to play, so no matter where you're at, it's ready to go, baby. I'm obsessed, the games are fun and engaging. They've had over 100 million downloads, and it's free to download, okay? This game can really fit into your life no matter how much time you have. I've been playing it for over a year now. I'm kind of a Best Fiend VIP. I'm on level 950-ish, and I just can't stop. It's super fun. I recommend everybody playing it. My favorite thing about the game, I mean, when you win, it feels real nice. And I've been collecting some epic fiends, and I know a lot of the honeys have been playing Best Fiends as well, and y'all have been joining me on this journey, and I love that about you. I really, really think if you're looking for something to do to pass the time, decompress at the end of the night, do something while you're waiting for your meetings to start. I don't know. I'm not going to judge your lifestyle. I highly recommend checking out Best Fiends. It's free to download, has literally millions of 5-star reviews on the Apple App Store and Google Play. There's more levels, events, and challenges added all the time. You're never going to get bored, honey, ever. Okay, the fun never ends on Best Fiends. There's always something to do. There's always something to play with. There's lights, there's sounds. If this hasn't sold you, honey, I don't know what will. Check out Best Fiends, okay? Download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's talk about... I want to ask you, you just recently did a Harper's Bazaar, like, go to bed with me video, and I love those. We've dissected them on Nash Beat before, where I break down how much everyone's routine is and things like that. But I did notice, because I did break down your whole routine, every product that you featured was vegan and cruelty-free. And that's what Nash Beat is all about. We only use cruelty-free. We, you know, there's a lot. We try to just be as ethical as possible. And I also know, like, sustainability, the ethics of companies is important to you. And so I want you to maybe talk to my audience and your audience, if they're listening. Like, why should we all care about these elements of our products?
Oh, yeah. I think because, you know, we see these problems in the market of things not being sustainable, unsustainably sourced, forced labor, you know, animal cruelty, different things like that.
There's,
you know,
we so see much these, ugliness and beauty.
Yes, there's so much. But the interesting thing about the market is that it will respond to whatever consumers push for. So whatever purchasing, you know, habits that we make, that can really help to sway what and how the companies operate and the decisions that they make. And, you know, it, for me, it's definitely been a balance of both. I push for inclusivity on my channel so much because I don't believe anyone should be excluded from skincare solely because of the price point, but also incorporating elements of like, hey, be more mindful about these ingredients that are unsustainably sourced. Be more mindful about these that can contribute to, you know, waste, the packaging, you know, make more mindful decisions. And most of all for me, I think the biggest impact I've been able to make and I hope to make is just skincare minimalism and not over consuming, because I think that is the primary reason. Like if we're just not over consuming skincare products, then we don't have to worry about where do these ingredients come from? How are they sourced? Is the packaging sustainable?
It's so wasteful. You're telling me, honey. Yeah. I mean, I get these, you get them to these packages and you're just like, I only have one face.
I know. But you know, the great thing about it is that I'm like, I'm happy to be able to receive those so that I can best reflect what I truly believe is worth it to my audience so that they don't have to go through the process of trying all these different products and, you know, over purchasing and inevitably wasting their money and making the waste of the packaging. And that's why, you know, early on in my channel, when I started doing like my truth about videos, one of the primary goals was just to help people not like endlessly purchase products that they don't need just because they're trying them out and don't know what exactly or how they work. That was really the goal. And it's been cool to see how many people have, you know, really been very intentional about their purchasing habits after watching my videos. And I think that's the best impact I can make.
Be intentional with your purchases.
Yes.
What a concept. We love. We're all on a budget here.
Yes.
Okay. I want to play a little true or false with you.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you a sentence. I'm going to give you a point of view, and I want you to say either true or false and obviously elaborate. True or false, your pores can open and close.
I will say, I mean, I'm just going to say false. The reason being, companies will advertise that the products can close pores, or people will say this product can close your pores. Technically, they can't. But your pores do change size depending on like your genetics and your environment. But from skincare products, no, that's false.
Yeah. I when you said that in a video the other day, I was like, wow, I've been thinking this whole time I splash cold water on my face and it closes up my damn pores. And you're like, no, that's not true.
Yeah, unfortunately, no. Yeah. It's all determined by genetics and like how humid your environment is and all that.
Cute. Okay, next, true or false? Your pores can grow or shrink. I guess you just answered that.
Yeah, I kind of just answered that. I'll say again, false. Your pores can definitely grow. The likelihood that they're going to shrink is just not very likely once essentially that canal has been opened, at least from what I've, you know, heard from dermatologists. It's like once that canal is open, there's not really going to be anything to close it. You can just focus on minimizing the appearance of it as much as possible.
So you're saying that one big old honker on my nose is here to stay?
You know what? I struggle with you. I have a big one on my nose as well. So we'll struggle together.
Perfect. We can be giant poor friends.
Yeah.
True or false? Skincare is for everyone.
Yes, true. 100%. I believe this with every fiber of my body. No one deserves to not have access to skincare.
And everyone has the right to get into skincare, meaning it's not a place for only certain genders, only orientations, only ages, everyone.
Exactly. Everyone, you know, it all comes down to you. And I like the age narrative, for example, or men versus women narrative, I just think are complete bullshit. Cause I'm just like, it's for everyone. And if it's something you're interested in pursuing, there's nothing stopping you. You know, it's for everyone.
I'm telling you, I wish when I was in my 20s, I had a Hyrum. Because, honey, oh. If I told you what I did, I was in the tanning bed.
Oh, no.
I was in the tanning worst. Bed. The I didn't wear sunscreen. I was in Texas. Gosh. I would go tanning in Texas with no sunscreen ever. I mean, I'm telling you, us elder millennials, we didn't have a Hyrum out there. Nobody was looking out for us. So I'm so proud of you and any of the people in their 20s because y'all are going to look really good when you're in your 30s.
Yes. Well, thank you. I mean, yeah, I was told growing up, you have acne, you have breakouts, go out and tan, go in the sun.
Yes.
That'll fix them right up. That'll heal them. But thankfully, I never disgraced my skin with tanning beds, fortunately. Yeah. I bet you're sad about that now.
If I could go back in time, I mean, but I did look snatched as hell. I'll tell you, my prom photos, my belly was tan. I had a two-piece dress, you know, rocking my Britney fantasy, but yes. At what cost? Mm-hmm. At what cost? Mm-hmm. We don't know, but we don't want to know. Yep. Okay, true or false, everyone needs a retinol in their routine.
Ooh, I will say false just because I don't think everyone needs a retinol. Mm-hmm. I think retinol is amazing and most people can benefit from it, but I also believe in the stance of like using skincare as you see necessary. And teenagers who are just getting into skincare, who aren't really struggling with issues, or young adults as well, who aren't really struggling with issues, I wouldn't say there's a need that they use a retinol. But for me, definitely.
Yes.
I definitely need retinol.
True or false, everyone needs to get down with double cleansing.
Yes, true. I completely agree. And I used to not agree with this because I only felt that it was necessary for people with makeup. But sunscreen is really difficult to remove from a standalone cleanser. And if you really want to properly remove the sunscreen while deeply cleansing the skin, a double cleansing system is best, in my opinion. And everyone should be wearing sunscreen, a lot of it. So, you know, that kind of leads us to, okay, yeah, everyone should be double cleansing, in my opinion, as well.
Okay, that is exciting news. And I want everyone to take that to heart because
yes.
I find that exciting. Okay, last one, true or false, face scrubs are fucking great.
Oh my God, fucking false.
No this way. Is kind of what you're known for, right? Like, mm-hmm. I feel like if somebody was like, oh, have you, you know, Hyrum, the guy that hates apricot scrub. Oh yeah, I know him. Like, I found it so yes. interesting that your New York Times article, they like reached out to St. Ives for a comment. Like, so funny.
Not going to lie. I shit myself just a little bit when I read that because I didn't know that was happening. I was
so
like,
funny.
Oh my God. But you know, thankfully they've been respectful and my intent is not to be like overly harsh, but just to hold
yes.
companies accountable. Cause at this point in time, I'm like, we have so many innovative, incredible ingredients that are so much more effective and treat so many more issues than a scrub. Why are we still pushing this need to use these overtly harsh scrubs that can really just inflame and sensitize the skin? There's no need. And for me and my philosophy, I know sometimes people take a more like open-minded approach to everything. They're just kind of like, oh, whatever works for you. But
yeah.
my channel is inevitably a reflection of my personal skincare opinions, and I am very picky and I only want the best of the best. And I also feel like if there's no need for something, you shouldn't have it, you know? And yeah. when I'm like, if there's no need for scrubs and there's so many better alternatives out there that are way less sensitizing, but way more beneficial, why are we still, why are we still
I'm
using
telling you. Well, when I was a teen, that scrub was like everywhere. We all had it, you know? So yeah. it's just, we all have to reprogram ourselves as like, mm-hmm. what were we taught? What were we told to buy? It's not necessarily what's best for you.
Yeah, exactly. And technology is always improving. And I don't think there's any reason for it to be like, you know, old fashioned in a sense, in a way. I think like the fun of skincare is always, you know, being able to try new things and stay up to date. And, but especially as we get more data and more, you know, experts talking about the potential negatives of certain ingredients or certain products, then I think that's all the more reason to not just stay set in stone with them.
I just thought of a great idea for you, take it or leave it, but I'm sure you're familiar with the TLC song, No Scrubs.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes.
You need to do a TikTok with that in the scrub bottle, or maybe your merch line. I don't want no parentheses walnut scrub or something. Just
that would be
that's
so
an
funny.
Idea for you. That's an idea.
Thank
Take it
you.
Or leave it.
You know what? I will follow you on TikTok so I can tag you if I do that. So that.
Oh my God.
Know, I'm sourcing.
So
you.
I'm more of a voyeur. I don't post a lot of TikToks. I have had my crab video went pretty viral. I think it has 140,000 views. That's
hey,
big
that's good.
For me.
Yeah.
So I'll show that to you and then you can yes. get excited because I know what it's like to be famous.
I love that. Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Honeys, guess what? Today's episode of Natchbue is sponsored by Osea Malibu. Ah, yes, Osea Malibu, the original plant-based, results-driven skincare line. And I know what you're thinking. I need some of that. What am I going to do, Jackie? Help me out. You're going to go to oseamalibu.com/natch10 for $10 off your first purchase of $50 or more. That is also going to give you free shipping for U.S. orders of $75 or higher and free samples with every order. And just so you know, it's oseamalibu.com/natch10, honey. Yes, oseamalibu.com/natch10 for $10 off your first purchase of $50 or more. Osea puts your health and the health of our planet first with potent skin and body care solutions that are pure, safe, and effective. Their skin nourishing products are made entirely of plant-derived ingredients, are non-toxic, and a good choice for moms-to-be. Osea stands for the elements of wellness, ocean, sun, earth, atmosphere, and their entire line is built on these four pillars and pulls from botanical sources around the world that create products that are truly effective. Oh, sweetie, these products are so beautiful, elegant, chic. They are sourced sustainably. They use organic Patagonian seaweed and active botanicals to create a nutrient and mineral-rich bioavailable base. Hunty, I'm telling you, if you need a cream, if you need a serum, they've got it for you over at Osea Malibu. And they also have their own spa located in Venice, California. So you can go in there and a personal skin consultant will help you and get you a customized facial. They will help you pick out products that you like. And guess what? Every product from Osea Malibu is sustainably packaged, non-toxic, cruelty-free, vegan, and made with love in California. Pretty much everything you could ever want in skincare is at Osea Malibu, sweetie. So go ahead and head to oseamalibu.com/natch10 for $10 off your first purchase of $50 or more. Yes, sweetie, we stan Osea Malibu. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I want to talk about you saying no to working with brands, because I think this is really something that a lot of influencers struggle with, or maybe they don't, and that's the problem. But I know that you personally say no to brands that want to work with you if they don't align with your values, your message, and your ingredient list and standards. Like one example, I know you don't like essential oils. I know you don't like fragrance. Why are some of these ingredients bad? Like, can you tell us kind of like why you don't like essential oils? Are they ever okay? And then like, what are some of the like biggest offensive ingredients that you like do not disagree, that you disagree with, you know, like what are, just get into some of that.
Absolutely. So my stance on fragrance and essential oils, like I said before, my entire approach to skincare is all about inclusivity. And I'll be honest, I am not sensitive to fragrance or essential oils whatsoever. My skin can handle it. It's not a problem. But when creating content online, I realized that, you know, whatever recommendations I make, people are going, you know, some people, even if it's just one person, is going to purchase the product based off of my recommendation. So that instantly makes me a lot more careful and intentional about what products I'm recommending. And for me, the last thing I would want to do is recommend a product that could irritate someone for no reason. And that's where the conversation around fragrance and essential oils comes about. Fragrance and fragrant essential oils, like, you know, sandalwood oil or something like that, are pretty much solely added for the aroma, the fragrance, the experience. In terms of like actual functionality for the benefit of the skin, they really don't offer very much. And specifically essential oils, they're such volatile components and they have so many different, you know, parts that could be potentially irritating to the skin, that they're really only added to create this fragrance experience. And every year, the cases of contact dermatitis are rising like crazy. And I personally, from my comment section, have seen, you know, just tens of thousands of people talk about their sensitivity to fragrance. And so for me, when it comes to something as trivial as fragrance, that's not necessary. I don't want to recommend products that have it and put my followers who are sensitive to it at risk. Hence why I take the no fragrance, no essential oils approach. Not because I believe they're evil, they're bad, they'll destroy your skin. Not so much, but just because I'm like, the only, like, they're only increasing the risk of irritation and they're not really adding any major benefits to your skin. And I would just hate to be the reason that someone has this horrific reaction. Like, if someone's going to have a reaction to an ingredient, I'd rather it be something like Centella Asiatica or, you know, retinol or something that's really beneficial, not something like sandalwood oil, which doesn't do anything except for make it smell nice. And so that's why I've taken the approach. And it is definitely a very damning approach. It has cut me off from a good 90% of the brands that reach out to me. And I will say in percentage, I turned down just from initially about 98% of the brands that reach out to me, just because of something like fragrance or essential oils, because I'm just like, I don't want to partner with a company that goes against what I want my channel to be about.
Right.
And, you know, but thankfully it's also given me a somewhat a set of standards to be able to hold myself to so that I know I won't budge. And, you know, as I start to see, you know, I was very intentional from the beginning. I was like, I need to set up standards for myself so that I, as I start to see money coming in, you know, opportunities coming my way, that I'm not going to fluctuate and abandon my previous standards just for the money. And I think that's where a lot of mistrust in, you know, influencers in the past has come from. And definitely something that as I'm now in this position, I'm like, I can see why a lot of people cave, because
it is hard. I say no a lot too, because of the vegan, cruelty-free stance. It's hard, but we got to stick to our guns.
Exactly. You got to stick to the standards. And then that makes companies respect you more. And it also just allows for like less abuse when you are working with companies. And it, overall, it's just made it so much more of a positive experience. And so I'm grateful for it, but that's kind of why I avoid it.
Got it. That's really interesting and good to know. Because I was like, I'm about to throw out all my oils. Hiram says they're bad, but that makes perfect sense. My skin can handle it, but not everyone's can, and we should be mindful of that.
Exactly. And I think a good point, you know, I think a lot of Gen Z, you know, consume my content as the first kind of skincare person that they followed. And so they invest a lot of trust into me, which means a lot. And I always make sure to really disclose, like, these are just my personal opinions. And also, you know, while not having to make like a million disclaimers in my video, right. You know, and because I think for me, I love watching other influencers who just have a really strict set of standards, even if I completely disagree with them. I love watching them because I know, like, if I want to find something that fits within their standards or product that works within that, I know I can count on them 100% of the time, as opposed to, say, other people where I'm like, I don't know if I can trust you, you know? Right. And that's why for me, when I set these standards for myself, I was like, it's okay if a lot of people disagree with me. It's okay if people do not agree with my stance on fragrance. And to be honest, most of my subscribers don't. Like, they're just like, I still use fragrance products and I'm like, hey, if they work for you, that's great. This is just my stance, and hopefully my standards can show and hopefully set an example for creators who are just starting that you can, you know, be strong in your beliefs and not budge just because of, you know, pressure or money.
Yes, honey. Well, that's wonderful. Not a narcissist and not a sellout. You're killing it, buddy.
Oh, thank you. That's so kind.
Okay, we're running near the end, but I have to ask you about sunscreen because, you know, you avoid the sun at all cost. You're super passionate about sun protection, and yes. We're the same on Attribute. Will you share, just again, there's so many people out there who still aren't listening to Jackie J, so hopefully they'll listen to Hyrum, but why should we be protecting ourselves from the sun? Share your wisdom with us. What type of sunscreen should we all be using? Specifically, I know you're all about reef safe products because you are in mm-hmm. Hawaii, but, like, you know, there's chemical, there's physical, there's this, yes. there's that. What should we be looking for? And then once again, tell everybody that they need to be wearing it every day and do the top of your ears. I saw AOC when she did her makeup routine, she put it at the top of her ears. Do yep. those ears.
Exactly. So, you know, we hear sunscreen being shoved down our throat all the time. But here's the thing, and here's what I like to say. So 90% of premature aging is due from sun exposure alone. That means if you have a 5-10 step skincare routine, you're exfoliating, you're cleansing, you're doing all that, and you're not wearing a sunscreen, none of that shit is going to matter. It's not going to matter, because you're still going to be facing the same, if not more, because of the treatments that you're using, sun damage. And so you're only accelerating the cycle of aging by not using sunscreen. And not just aging, dark spots, you know, saggy skin, skin cancer, you know, different things like that. Right. It's just, you're only accelerating that process. And that's what I like to say. I'm just like, it doesn't matter if you're doing the rest of your skincare routine because you're not using a sunscreen. And in terms of, you know, sunscreen, I obviously have my very picky standards for, you know, reef-safe sunscreen. And obviously that's a, you know, controversial approach. I just personally take it. I do love the quote that says, like, the best sunscreen is the sunscreen you'll use. I really like that, because 100%. I'm just like, that's what it comes down to. If your sunscreen is, like, terrible to use and you don't enjoy it whatsoever, you're going to be way less likely to use it. And I remember the first time I started using Korean sunscreens, my mind was just blown. And I was like, oh my gosh, this makes me want to reapply sunscreen, which is something I didn't want to do before.
You because just want to lie back at the end of the night and just cream up with that sunscreen.
Yes, just, you know, anything that makes the experience more enjoyable, and finding really, like, what works best for you, because that's what's going to be most important. And you touched on something really important, AOC's skincare routine, which, by the way, she followed me after the video. I was fangirling so hard. I was like screaming. I was like, oh my God. And she's so inspirational. I love her.
Oh my God. Wait, she followed you on TikTok?
On Instagram.
Oh my God. Have you DM'd her?
No, I'm too scared.
I've been trying to get her on Attribute. You know, it's not easy. Because mostly I get guests through, like, connections. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, oh, she knows my cousin who knows her dog walker, like that kind of thing. But she's a very, you know, public figure. Well,
she's busy changing the world.
She's
so
busy.
I don't, you know,
but she
I
loves skincare.
She does. And she touched on really important things of, like, putting it on the ears and the back of the neck. And that's something that I do every single day. And I didn't do for a long time. I just didn't think about it. But I put it on back of my ears, back of my neck, and my hands. That's always where I make sure to put my sunscreen, and where you don't really want to forget about it, because the ears and the neck are really prone to not only aging, but a lot of times for skin cancer, that's some of the first places that they show up, more so than just the face. It's like the neck, the shoulders, the ears. So you just want to be careful about that. And it just takes a little bit more sunscreen, you know, and just applying it to those areas and you're good to go. That's something that I never forget. But sunscreen, yes. I mean, I hate to add to all the noise around it, but it really is the most important. And even if you're just using a sunscreen just by itself, nothing else, that's worlds better than the opposite.
If we're not going outside, we still need it, right? Like literally everybody needs it.
Yes, because you could be by window light, you know, which is, you may not get burnt, but you'll still get UVA aging. And that's the thing. So many people have contacted me from around the world and they're like, I live in this place. Do I need it? And the reality is that the majority of people are using way less sunscreen, way infrequently, to the point that where they're still getting significant sun damage. So my answer just overall is just yes. Just no matter what, wear sunscreen.
Yes. Just let's just blanket yes across the board. Make it easy.
Exactly.
Well, thank you for that, Hiram. Okay, we're almost to the end. I'm going to ask you just one more thing. Has TikTok made you do / buy anything? Is there any video where you're like, well, I guess I have to buy that singing shower head because that kid on, you know, TikTok made me buy it? Like, have you had to buy anything that you've like seen online on TikTok?
You know what? I'm genuinely shocked to say this. Not really.
You have willpower.
I guess it also comes down to what your For You page is. Yes. And I will say, even though I'm in the skincare space, my For You page is not skincare. It's actually like tons of just funny videos and social commentary and social issues and indigenous people. That's really what my entire For You page is. So I rarely see anything product-based. And if I do find, you know, products, I've seen some things that are like, oh, office accessories. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I would love that. And I go to Amazon and or whatever site and they don't ship to Hawaii. That's a lot of
I never thought about that.
That kind of prevents me from it. I do remember actually one thing. It was like one of those like lights that stand up in the corner, but the light goes against the corner. So it creates this nice like aura of light. Mm-hmm. I ordered it and it took 3 months to get to Hawaii. And I was like, you know what? I don't think I want to order anything anymore.
Wow. I mean, how did it take so long? They put it in like a little raft and push it out to sea?
Exactly. I'm like, I don't even know. I mean, I know there's COVID, but dang, that's a long time.
I know you said you don't have that great of a memory, but can you remember like the wackiest thing you've either seen or been tagged in on TikTok? Like for me, it's the lady who sells her underwear on the internet. I fell through this rabbit hole on TikTok of like ladies that sell stuff. This one lady sells hair out of her hairbrush on the internet.
Really?
But I'm all about women hustling. I'm all about women making money for themselves. That's, you know, awesome. Get the coin. But I was just like, wow, this is something I knew nothing about. Have you come across anything wacky like that?
You know, my followers pretty much from the beginning, because I started on YouTube way before TikTok, and then people started following me on TikTok, have mostly just tagged me in skincare content. There's one thing that comes just burning into my head. This one girl who is using a derma roller, but she's using it crazy fast, super aggressively, and then immediately afterwards just drowning her face in the Ordinary peeling solution.
Oh,
and then just going back and forth. And her face is in like so much pain. I felt so nauseous after watching that, because I was just like, oh my God. Like, I'm not even a fan of derma rolling as is, but in combination with that and with the amount, I mean, she damn used half near the bottle of solution. That just was probably like the most traumatizing,
like a horror movie.
It was awful. I was like, oh my God. And I reacted to it like freaking out, just saying like, please do not make this a trend. I will come after every single one of you if you guys make this a trend, because this is
Hiram will come to the mainland and knock on your door and come for
you. Exactly. Yes.
Oh my goodness. Oh, that's what's so scary is there's, you know, kids get tools into their hands, you know?
Exactly. Which is why it's so important, I think, that, you know, there are more skincare creators, thankfully, that I'm able to make content kind of teaching the safety and the care around skincare, but also, you know, on TikTok, dermatologists and chemists and other, you know, skinfluencers as well, just teaching that. Because when I first entered social media, the amount of DIY stuff I saw everywhere was insane. It was constant. Like I had an unlimited flow of this like DIY material to react to. Now is so hard to find. And anytime I do find it, I go to the comments and people are just roasting them alive.
Like this is bad.
Exactly. And it makes me so happy to see because I'm like, wow, just in the course of a year, it's just completely changed. And people are being so, so careful with their skin, which from the beginning was always my goal. It's just like, you can do whatever you want with your skin. Just be careful, you know?
We love Hyrum. This has been my absolute delight and pleasure. If you wouldn't mind, just tell us all where we can find you on the internet. I know you have a second YouTube channel called Selfless and you have skincarejunkie.com. So just tell us like all of that real quick.
Yeah, of course. So on YouTube, you can just find me at Hyrum, H-Y-R-A-M, my name. And on other platforms like Instagram and TikTok, you can find me at Skincare by Hyrum. Like you said, I have a community skincare junkie that you can join if you're wanting to kind of like ask questions about skincare that I may not be able to respond to in my videos. And I also have a second YouTube channel that unfortunately I haven't been able to post to very much because of COVID, but I have, as soon as travel's back on, I have so many plans for it. It's called Selfless and it's all about talking about social issues and helping connect people with opportunities to make a positive change in the world.
Doing good while feeling good, honey.
Yes.
And looking good.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Thank you so much, Hyrum.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. This has been so fun. I can't wait for you to follow me on TikTok and see my crab video. Yes. You're going to love it. Please have a lovely week. And everybody, thank you for listening to Natch View. We will see you next time. Get ready, TikToktober. I'm going to have to get used to saying that. TikToktober is going to be fun. So get excited for that. You deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And don't forget to cream that neck and keep your fringe fresh. Hyrum, do you cream your neck?
Yes, I do.
Of course he does.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.